you're about to be hooked on another eloquently delivered Tales from the Tinny Tidbit. Take the bait. Subscribe to the podcast at abc.net.au/tinny, on the ABC Listen app, or your preferred podcast provider.
Hey, how's it going? Brandon Peckham here, born and bred Darwin bloke. Yeah, I work on a pelt farm in Elizabeth Bay, just out of Gove. And every now and then, smoker and lunch, the boys and I, we give it a crack at trying to catch a GT with our lassos. Most days, just sitting out at smoko, you just throw a bit of meat and shit out, and GT starts swirling about, and you get some sleepy sharks come in and check out what's going on. Get a loop in the rope, chuck it in the water, throw some sausages in there, and hopefully one comes swimming through and you just whack the fish straight into the boat. Happened to be fortunate enough to get in the video of one, first one to do it. Just sitting around bored, telling shitty stories amongst each other and old mates on his phone, like playing a game. And like, all right, that's it, give it a crack. Sausage in, threw the lasso in, and this donkey just decides to go straight through it, and yeah, caught him by the tail, hooked him in.
Yes! Get him! Yeah! That's how we catch it! Yeah! Ah, with a bit of rope, bro! Yeah! Good
felt like singing Hallelujah,
right? It was like, oh no, who needs a rod? You just need a bit of sausage and a bit of rope.
The bosses get a little shitty if you take the rods out on the boat, so we just make do with what we've got, eh?
How long have you been doing this for?
I started pearling in January last year, so I've been trying to lasso a GT for a year.
This is the first one you captured on video, but like, how often are people successful?
Get one like once a week. Someone comes back with a cool story of catching a GT. The reef sharks are easy. We get a reef shark nearly every day. We tried to lasso a sleepy shark one day, and we got the loop around him, and he almost jerked us into the water, so we let that one roll.
So yeah, you get sleepy sharks, you get reefies, you get GTs. Any other species?
You know, every now and then we get the odd cobia hanging around, but he's a bit too smart for the lasso. He doesn't come up high enough. And the queenies are too quick, so, yeah.
So I imagine you need to be the operator needs to be fairly quick draw McGraw to cinch it up and to get it around its tail.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You get some that are just, like, lazing around, just swimming around, minding their own business, and they don't have an idea. And then you get the ones that are just, like, hit the food as quick as they can so they don't get caught, because they know they're going to have a rope around them sooner or later.
And with all things, sausage.
Yeah, anything really. Eggs, sausages, whatever's in the smoko tin that we don't feel like eating. Muffins, apples.
That GT in the video, how big did that end up going?
We didn't actually measure it, but just feeling off the weight, I reckon he would have been pushing like 12 kilo or so.
I don't think I can actually imagine a better thing to do with your smoker.
Yeah, it makes a day much better, eh? There's only so much sitting around just looking at the water you can do, eh? It's been happening for years, hey?
It's inculcated into the company culture that you will lasso fish on your smoker.
Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah, we get heaps of backpackers come through and stuff, so we show them how to lasso sharks and stuff, and then everyone gets into it. But they get into it like 100% for like a week, and then get sick of it. They'll sit back and just do it every second smoke or something. But
the perks of working on a pearling boat.
It's pretty awesome.